Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and I'm sitting down with Darren Rask. Darren, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how God has been working in your life?
Yeah, my name's Darren. You got that. I am the music leader at the Crossroads Church, and that's one of the areas where I feel that that God has been working in my life anyway. Prior to when I started coming to this church a few years ago, I had never played and or sung in front of crowds at all, like zero. I had this imaginary case of stage fright, I suppose. But the pastor here challenged me to join the band, and when I did, it was just a natural fit. It just worked. It's something that nowadays, you know, I get excited about. I can't wait to do it. I can't wait till Sunday morning comes, just to play for what we call it an audience of one. When we talk about it in the praise group, you know, somebody will mention that they're nervous about all the people around. It's like, you're not playing for them. You're playing for Christ. You're playing for an audience of one. If they want to sing along, fantastic. But so there's always that. Also, in my professional career, I'm a registered nurse at St. Joseph's Hospital North, and I've discovered that is one area that has become, I guess you could say, one of my mission fields. I run into patients daily while I'm working that are facing difficult situations and surgeries, sicknesses, things like that, and truly have been surprised at how many of them really just want a simple prayer. Just, you know, I'd say probably at least once or twice a shift, I end up praying with my patients, and you can just see what it does for them. So between that, and then I do have a disabled son at home, 12-year-old son, Ethan, and you know, our faith and our the way that we try to treat that situation has helped not just me but my family as well in ways of compassion and, you know, trying to see life through someone else's view, so that we can act accordingly, I suppose. So that's how I see God moving in my life, anyway.
All right. So do you just have like any stories, maybe, of how God has kind of been working through you to impact the lives of others, either here at the church or through working as an RN?
From time to time, when things go right, when I always say when the sun, the moon, and the stars all line up, I'll have someone come after church and tell me that a song we played was what they needed to hear, a song that we did just impacted them somehow. You know, how, I'm not sure. They'll just tell me that it was you know, inspirational for them on a particular day. Some Sundays go by and that doesn't happen, but that doesn't mean that the music that we play and the messages that we're bringing aren't impacting people. I believe it just, you know, I don't need the recognition for it. I'm just glad that somebody, you know, from time to time, it just lets us know that, by mentioning it, lets us know that it is impacting them. You know, I do believe that the prayer time and the time spent with the patients that I have at work, you know, is absolutely God working. You know, the fact that I've got that job, I don't know if we have time for this or not, but when I first started working at the hospital, I was working as what they call a patient care technician, or a patient service tech, basically a CNA type of position. And as soon as as soon as I expressed the slightest interest in going back to school to finish this, to get this RN degree, I was astounded at how quickly the doors were blasted open. I was supposed to be doing this. I didn't realize it at the time, but it just, from the very first prerequisite class till the very end, it was completely obvious that God had placed me here to do that. And so so as soon as I acknowledged that, I was able to embrace it that way and try to treat every day like I'm doing His work.
Thanks. I know, kind of like that going back to school thing with me personally, when I went through Liberty for my Master of Divinity, it was pretty much a similar thing where, because I'm one of these people don't like writing papers, and a seminary degree is pretty much nothing but writing papers. Right. And the fact that I don't think I got anything lower than a B just kind of showed God really leading me through that.
Yep. It's going back to school later in life, I think, is it's challenging, but the view that I took of it was, I guess, a much more mature view, you know, to where, I guess, where when I, my original degree that I graduated in 92 from college with a business degree, wasn't all that concerned with the GPA at the time. And I know that going back to school later in life and doing something that I was meant to do meant pouring everything into it and not settling for anything less than the best work that I could do. So that's what I remember. I mean, it was challenging, but still, I think it was worth it, and it was a good experience. So.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time for this interview, Darren. Again, this is Chuck Groover with Darren Rask, and that's God at Work.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.